dictation for Tasha, T-A-S-H-A, Fry, F-R-Y, July 25, 66. Mrs. Fry, Tasha. Just started dialysis within the last 2-3 months. Initially, hemodialysis changed to peritoneal dialysis in the recent past, was following with Dr. Salameh, S-A-L-A-M-E-H, was doing a 12 hours long-acting exchange, but she developed a rash involving hands, forearms, back, and apparently also feet, with some burning pain and peeling. This was changed to regular dialysis, presently only 2 hours, as she has been retaining fluid on longer exchange. She has transferred to our service, including DaVita, D-A-V-I-T-A. We are in the process of evaluating her PET peritoneal testing. She used to be my patient many years back. Used to have a primary care doctor, Vashista, V-A-S-H-I-S-H-T-A. He's going to establish care with Dr. Gunnell, G-E-U-N-E-L-L. There is a prior history of amyloidosis. Was following with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. Received treatment with combination of Cyborg, C-Y-B-O-R-D, 8 cycles with apparent remission. This is way back, like 2016. There is also history of breast cancer with recurrence, also around 2016, with prior surgery, chemotherapy, and apparently tamoxifen hormone for 3 years. She has lost from follow-up from Dr. Sahai already many years back. Admitted to the hospital in Midland in the last few months with hypertension, coronary artery disease, CHF with low ejection fraction in the 30%, stress testing, no reversible abnormalities, the progressive renal failure now on dialysis, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, she drinks alcohol, has a mitral valve prolapse, no deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no diabetes, no TIS stroke or seizures. Prior smoker, discontinued 10, 15 years ago. Does do marijuana. She developed side effects to Paxil, and recently the extra needle for dialysis. Next paragraph, surgeries including breast, bilateral with reconstruction, gallbladder, tubal ligation, hemodialysis catheter already removed, peritoneal dialysis catheter placed, prior Mediport removal. Next paragraph, present medications, include Norvasc, Tylenol, aspirin, Lipitor, Coric, vitamins, Eliquis, iron, Vinofer. Next paragraph. On physical exam, she is very tearful, anxious, no respiratory distress, recognizes me from before, normal speech, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, no localized RALS pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, appears regular, no abdominal tenderness, no major edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries, target weight 77.7, blood pressure runs 140s, 160s, over 90s and 100s. Creatinine at 4.71. Collection was brought today, KTB to be done. Anemia 10.8, a normal white blood cell platelets, ferritin 287, saturation 34%. Potassium normal, bicarbonate 22, albumin 4.5, phosphorus 5.8, calcium 9.2, by PTH 340s. He has antibodies to hepatitis B, otherwise hepatitis B antigen is negative, hepatitis C is negative. Next paragraph. Recent stress testing from January 2024. Ejection fraction 37%. Scar tissue on LAD as well as circumflex. Kidney ultrasound. 9 centimeters on the right, 9.2 on the left, without obstruction or urinary retention. A recent CT scan of the head without contrast. Chronic ischemic microvascular abnormalities, calcification, atherosclerosis of the vessels. Echocardiogram ejection fraction 30%. Left ventricle dilated. No valve abnormalities. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, likely from hypertensive nephrosclerosis, presently on dialysis, home dialysis, allergic reaction to extraneal. Please refer to emergency room evaluation and pictures. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. We will adjust treatment according to PET and clearance, continue restricted diet, blood pressure management, still making urine, treatment of anemia, phosphorus binders, management of secondary hyperparathyroidism, management of electrolyte acid-base issues, to establish primary care, Dr. Gannell. She likely has ischemic cardiomyopathy. The stress test, however, is negative. She does have extensive atherosclerosis. There is a history of amyloidosis, was treated and appears on remission. I don't have access to renal biopsy, done many years ago. Next number, history of breast cancer, twice treated with chemotherapy without evidence of gross recurrence, although she has not followed with Dr. Sahai already close to 8 years. There is a strong anxiety, depression, psychological problems, social issues that needs to be followed formally by psychologist, psychiatrist. She's going to get in touch with Gladwin Health Department. Emotional support provided. We'll assess if she's a candidate for transplant once we address psychological issues. All issues discussed in a multidisciplinary team, end of dictation.